Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 30 degrees. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 20. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Warming up on Saturday, sunny and a high nearing 44. Cloudy and a low of 26 Saturday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 5 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Fire officials say several rural brush fires set in two Kansas counties were arson. The fires were set Tuesday in Chase and Lyon counties. No one was injured and no buildings were damaged. The Emporia Gazette reports the Kansas Fire Marshal's office believes the fires are connected and is helping with the investigation. Chase County Sheriff Richard Dornicker said four fires were reported in his county Tuesday morning. He said it's not clear how those fires were set. Lyon County crews handled at least seven brush fires in Tuesday afternoon and evening. Most of them are west of Emporia. A bill extending Governor Laura Kelly's emergency orders to ease healthcare staffing stress is on its way back to her desk. The order allows healthcare workers to perform extra duties and gave flexibility for nursing home workers' licenses. The Senate passed the bill Thursday afternoon, 36-2, extending the provisions through January 20th of 2023. The House agreed with a change on a 96-4 vote. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A homeless man has been sentenced to life plus 195 months in prison for killing a 72-year-old Wichita woman who had sometimes provided him with food and a place to stay. Cake TV reports that 57-year-old John Darwin Pepper was sentenced last week after being convicted in November of first-degree murder and criminal sodomy for the July 2019 death of Rita Golden. Prosecutors say Pepper killed Golden during the course of sexually assaulting her. Police have said that Golden let Pepper stay in her backyard and sometimes let him take naps and eat inside her home. An autopsy determined Golden died from a heart condition, but she also had injuries associated with being smothered and sexually assaulted. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that a child is among the 128 new deaths listed on its COVID-19 website on Wednesday. The state lists deaths by age group. There are rarely deaths in the age groups representing children, but there is one in the 0 to 9-year-old age group this week. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska State Senator Tony Vargas of Omaha has officially jumped into the race for the state's 2nd Congressional District. Vargas, a Democrat, filed papers on Wednesday to challenge incumbent U.S. Representative Don Bacon, a Republican. Bacon first won the seat in 2016 and is seeking a fourth term in the district. The 2nd District is one of the few areas of GOP-dominated Nebraska that is considered competitive between the parties. Bacon took the seat from former Democratic U.S. Representative Brad Ashford in 2016. The Nebraska Attorney General is accusing a couple from Brooklyn, New York, of committing a $59.6 million Medicaid fraud involving several nursing homes in Nebraska. In a complaint filed in Lancaster County, Joseph and Rosie Schwartz and Skyline Healthcare are accused of making decisions that were detrimental to 22 Nebraska nursing homes in order to enrich themselves. The homes are operated under the Cottonwood Healthcare name. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 364 Marysville School Board interviewed two candidates as a third candidate withdrew for personal reasons, and Wednesday voted to hire Marysville Junior Senior High Principal Darren Schrader to replace Michael Couch, who's retiring after this school year, completing 2 years as superintendent here. Jennifer Gantz, an administrator with Prairie Hills USD 113, was the other candidate interviewed, as Julie Crum, with Kansas ties, who's in New Mexico, withdrew earlier. Darren Schrader's a familiar face, having served as principal since 2014, and comes with 27 years in education, 19 as a teacher. The vote was 6-2, with Michelle Reinhart and Liberty Price-Aubley voting no. The interview process for a new Marysville police chief continues, as the Police and Fire Committee met earlier this week. After City Council last month interviewed five candidates and narrowed the field to three. One of those three is withdrawn consideration. The position has been vacant since the firing of Todd Ackerman early September. Ackerman has moved on as the Director of Public Safety at Augusta, Kansas. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will hold their annual meeting Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at the Wagon Wheel. New board members for 2022 include Aaron Westbrook with Galloway, Wiggers & Brenniger, Gibby Price with Blue Valley Technologies, Jim Hull, Sunflower Credit Union, Wade Maddox, Farm Euro Insurance, and Mandy Habig-Becker with The Lighthouse. The Chamber is finalizing plans for Love Marysville, which is planned February 11th, and will include downtown businesses competing for best drinks and appetizers. Particulars on ticket sales will be forthcoming. Terry Morse and Jerry Firkin were sworn in as new Washington City Council members at the January 10th meeting. The council later voted to proceed with repainting the water tower at a cost of $248,000, funded through remaining dollars from the waterline project. That bid was some $100,000 less than estimates, and work will begin as weather permits and will be a sky blue color. USD 108, Washington County, will be replacing playground equipment, which was considerably damaged by fire Christmas Day. The $75,000 project will be funded through insurance proceeds, less a $5,000 deductible. Authorities had identified two juveniles in connection with setting the rubber mulch fire that damaged the play equipment. COVID count in Marshall County as of Thursday, 183 positive cases with two hospitalizations. Washington County reporting 146 positive and 22 hospitalizations as of Tuesday's update. Tommy Tryon, teacher at Washington County Schools, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He was recently named one of 32 first-year educators from Kansas being recognized for their outstanding teaching skills through the Kansas Horizon Award program. Join Tommy Tryon on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Dale F. Brown, age 99, of Barnes, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned Monday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Barnes, with burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Christy and Darius Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dale Brown. Dolores A. Parker, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Heisey Hall at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Christy Andier's Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dolores Parker. Deborah J. Barrington, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy and Darris Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Deb Barrington. Ruth Ann Neal, age 77, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Private family services will be held with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ruth Ann Neal. Ralph C. Pleggy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A visitation and funeral service will be planned later this spring with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ralph Pleggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chili with a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and blushing pears. Monday's menu, pulled pork with a bun, baked beans, cucumber salad, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Warmer air will start to make its way through the region today, bringing many areas in the Midwest back to average temperatures. Some cooler air will remain over Iowa, with highs ranging in the lower teens and lower 30s. As for the rest of the region, we can expect to see fairly average temperatures, with highs ranging in the lower 30s to lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s to mid 40s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. We will stay fairly dry throughout the region with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will stay fairly chilly in the overnight hours, with lows in the single digits and upper teens throughout Iowa, the lower to upper teens throughout Nebraska, the upper teens to lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens throughout Missouri. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 18, the record low, 8 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:42. Sunset this evening at 5:36. Another chilly start. It's 5 degrees on this Friday, the 21st of January. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Diane's Dresses and Wine More will feature the annual Prompalooza this weekend. With the largest prom selection in the area, you're sure to find the dress that's right for you with over 500 choices, including over 100 new styles from Elise Paris and Too Cute Prom. Don't miss this trunk show with door prizes and surprise discounts, too. See their Facebook page for more details. And don't miss the annual Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses and Wine More this Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Large selection, small-town friendly service always from Diane's Dresses and Wine More.
The Warren Clinic in Hanover is hosting a dementia discussion Wednesday evening, January 26th. Everyone is welcome with free admission. To learn more about the difference between Alzheimer's disease the importance of early diagnosis, and the gift of positive communication. KU Cognitive Care specializes in memory care capabilities throughout Kansas and focuses on both the patient and family to get a better understanding of dementia and Alzheimer's while providing optimistic resources. This event, again, is free and open with no reservations required, Wednesday, January 26th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. For details, contact the Warren Clinic.
An Indiana surprise for the Warriors, and a college basketball coach has had enough. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Indiana Pacers continue to stay hot on the road, this time taking down the Warriors on their home court.
Sykes gives it to Brissett. Brissett thought about a three, the shot clock at seven. Instead, he gives it to Sykes. And Sykes, from way out on the left edge, calmly drains a three.
The call on WFNI, Steph Curry's 39 points wasn't enough as the Pacers stunned Golden State 121-117 in overtime. To college hoops, number one Gonzaga outlasts San Francisco.
There's Bouye on the right side, driving with the left hand. Head down, Bolton goes down as Bouye goes up for the shot. It's blocked by Holmgren. Head into the front court for Timmy Drew. One-handed throwdown.
The call on the Gonzaga Sports Network. Zags win it 78-62. Drew Timmy scoring 23, and the Bulldogs running their winning streak to 8. Back to the NBA, the Phoenix Suns rallied late to take down the Mavericks.
Here comes Booker into the forecourt. Euro step to the baseline, banks it in off the window, and the Suns take the one-point lead.
The call on KMVP. Suns win 109-101, outscoring Dallas 35-19 in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker scored 28, while Chris Paul finished with a 20-point double-double, Phoenix completing a five-game road sweep. Back to college hoops, number four Purdue falling to rival Indiana.
The inbound, Galloway finds Rob Fennessy, who fires the three, and he hit it!
The call on WHCC, the Hoosiers survived the Boilermakers 68-65, snapping a nine-game skid against Purdue. After last night's 70-62 loss to SMU, Memphis head coach Penny Hardaway was fed up with reporters asking if his depleted roster was playing hard enough.
We don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something.
Yesterday's defeat was the Tigers' third straight loss. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Semifinal round play of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament spotlighted boys on Thursday as Hanover took Troy 48-40 and Centralia beat Frankfort 52-43. Hanover and Centralia meet in Saturday night's championship at 7:30. Troy and Frankfort tip off in the consolation. Earlier, it was Axtell boys over Blue Valley 60-31. Clifton Clyde down Wetmore 68-51. Live coverage continues Friday with the girls' semifinals at 6 at Centralia Donovan West, at 7:30 Valley Heights in Hanover, live on FM 95.5. Plus Friday, Marysville girls tip off at Nema Hall Central, 7:30 varsity action on AM 1570 FM 94.1. We'll be back for the Saturday Night Championships girls and boys division of the TVL tournament at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest Rural Main Street Index shows rising input prices as the top threat in 2022 for farmers. The index declined in January, though it remained above growth neutral for the 14th straight month. Overall, the region's reading for January fell to 61.1. December, it was at 66.7. The index ranges between 0 and 100 with a rating of 50 representing growth neutral. The region's farmland price index decreased to a very strong 88.5 from December's record high of 90. This month, bankers were asked to identify the greatest 2022 risk for farmers in their area. Bankers overwhelmingly named rising farm input prices like fertilizer as the top farm threat. Bankers ranked disruptions in the delivery of farm inputs and rising interest rates as the second and third greatest 2022 threats to farm operations. One Iowa banker said increased input costs, raising the average farmer break-even points, but current commodity prices still produce moderate gains in all areas of the financial statements. Information updated this week from USDA's Economic Research Service shows per-acre water usage declining on irrigated farmland. Since 1969, the amount of water used per irrigated acre has decreased substantially. The average water use per irrigated acre, more than 2 acre feet in 1969, declined to nearly 1.5 acre feet by 2018. The 1 acre foot equals roughly 325,000 gallons. USDA says efficient water application technology, like the transition from gravity-based to pressurized irrigation systems, have driven the reduction in water use per acre of irrigated land. However, irrigated acreage in the U.S. grew from less than 3 million acres in 1980 to more than 58 million in 2017. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the increase in natural disasters all over the country, many individuals are continuously working on national preparedness of any type of emergencies. Wildfires, droughts, flooding, and hurricanes are the top of the list for natural disasters. AARP's Oklahoma State Director Sean Vosko says that it's important for you to have a plan for you and your family, your farm, and even your livestock.
Yet again, we see more devastating natural disasters this year. And while we can't control the weather, we can control how ready we are. Sitting down with your family and farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
He goes on to say that having a plan can always help during the natural disaster and prior to, but it can also help afterwards as well.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following a disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
They always recommend having food and water on hand, a place for shelter to meet during a natural disaster, and a process to go to if your family is separated or needs help. Many states also encourage a National Preparedness Month to try and remind individuals to have food stocked up or water bottled and different shelters in place for any type of natural disaster that may occur. Also, planning on the best ways to preserve your farm and your livestock is always a handy way to try and get through a natural disaster. For more information on finding some disaster preparation tips, you can go to the website at aarp.org/aarplive for some live videos and virtual conferences on some tips and tricks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
There's no avoiding it. Your shoes are going to take a beating this winter. Some footwear winter survival tips are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 21st, the 21st day of the year. Actress Gina Davis is celebrating a birthday, and The Wizard of Oz opened on Broadway on this day in 1903, 36 years before it became a movie. Whether you wear ruby slippers, sneakers, or fine Italian leather, Winter slush, salt, and grime can take years off the life of your shoes. Here's a battle plan. Protect your shoes with polish or waterproof conditioner to keep contaminants from soaking into the material. Any grime should be brushed off immediately. Keep brushes and shoe rags handy inside your home's entrance. And if your shoes develop salt lines or stains, you'll find equal parts of water and white vinegar making the best cleaning solution. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more handy cleaning tips online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 5 degrees this morning in Marysville. A gradual warm-up into the weekend, highs around 30 on tap for your Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Round one of the Sunflower Showdown takes place on Saturday when the Kansas Jayhawks and the K-State Wildcats square off in Manhattan at Bramlage Coliseum. Kansas currently holds a 201-94 lead over K-State in the rivalry. Kansas enters Saturday's game with a 3-game win streak. Most recently, Bill Self's team defeated Oklahoma on the road 67-64. As for K-State, Bruce Weber's squad has won its last two games. Most recently, Kansas State came away with a 66-65 win in Austin against Texas. Game time is set for 3 o'clock at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, and you can watch it on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Saturday's Turnpike tussle between Washburn and Emporia State will feature some of the top players in D2 basketball. Washburn head coach Brett Ballard said, "It's a big game for our players, a big game for our fans, obviously a rivalry game, so it should be good energy in the building." This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State men's basketball fans, don't miss the action this Saturday as your Wildcats take on the KU Jayhawks at 3 p.m. in Bramlage Coliseum. Tickets start at just $50. Reserve your seat today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CAS. It's K-State versus KU in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown at 3 p.m. this Saturday. Go Cats!
It was a wacky game for the Hanover Wildcats, but they were able to defeat the Troy Trojans and advance to the championship game 48-40 over the Trojans behind Emmett Judiman, 10 points, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and then Keegan Dimler, 9 as well, though an 0 of 4 from the 3-point line. On the other side, Cam Anderson, 13 total points, 4 of 7, though, from the 3-point line in the loss. Jet Norris with a second high in 10 points, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. And then they will be meeting up against the number 2 seeded Centralia Panthers, who defeated the Frankfort Wildcats 52-43 in second game action behind Trenton Talley. 18 points, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And then Colton Ware's 11, who went 3 for 3 from the 3-point line as well. And on the side of the Frankfort Wildcats, who will play for the third-place game, they had Caden Dollinghouse with 12 and then Ethan Armstrong with 12 as well. My name is Paxton Gordon.
Semifinal round play of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament spotlighted boys on Thursday as Hanover took Troy 48-40 and Centralia beat Frankfort 52-43. Hanover and Centralia meet in Saturday night's championship at 7:30. Troy and Frankfort tip off in the consolation. Earlier, it was Axtell boys over Blue Valley 60-31. Clifton Clyde downed Wetmore 68-51. Live coverage continues Friday with the girls' semifinals at 6 at Centralia Donovan West. At 7:30, Valley Heights and Hanover, live on FM 95.5. Plus Friday, Marysville girls tip off at Nema Hall Central. 7:30 varsity action on AM 1570 FM 94.1. We'll be back for the Saturday Night Championships Girls and Boys Division of the TVL Tournament at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. Back of the bracket in Twin Valley Lake Girls action Friday at 6. Axtell meets Clifton Clyde at 7:30. Frankfort entertains Troy. Thunder Classic at Nema Hall Central on Thursday in pool play. Atchison boys take St. Mary's Academy 58-41. Nema Hall Central outlasted Hiawatha 49-45. Setting up Saturday's finals, Marysville meets Jackson Heights at 3:30. St. Mary's Academy faces Hiawatha at 5. And in the championship, Nema Hall Central will host Atchison at 6:30. Marysville High Wrestlers in the Beloit Invitational this weekend.
KNDY.
Sound crazy, but after all, isn't love like that? I would be crazy to let this moment pass. What if I don't say what's on my mind and you walk away? I might live out my never feel this way. What if you are the one that I'm meant to love? What if tonight is the night? What if once in a lifetime love don't come twice? Girl, take a time is unfolding. We could be blessed without even knowing. Just for a minute, close your eyes and don't take another breath. 'Cause what if you miss it and it never comes again? Don't say what's on your mind, and I walk away. You might live out your life and never feel this way. What if I am the one that you're meant to love?